Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 289. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. For the first time since the stay-at-home order was put in place, I went and visited my parents. It's been over 2 months since the last time I saw my family, and although we've been doing weekly Zoom meetings, it was really nice to see everyone in person. Everyone looked like they were doing well.
自宅待機令が発令されて以来初めて実家に来ました。最後に家族と会ったのは2ヶ月以上も前で、毎週 Zoom で連絡を取り合ってはいますが、やっぱりみんなと直接会えるのはいいですね。家族はみんな元気そうでした。
Even though we had our quote-unquote typical family dinner, it felt far from typical. Instead of greeting each other with hugs, we waved at each other from distance. My dad and I greeted each other with elbow bumps, which I thought was pretty funny. We all had masks on and kept our distance from each other when we were chatting. I guess this is going to be the new norm for a while, and it's something that I'm going to have to get used to.
いつものようにみんなで集まって食事をしましたが、いつもの家族ディナーとは全然違う感じでした。ハグをする代わりに互いに遠くから手を振り、父とは肘タッチで挨拶をしましたが、それはそれで面白かったです。話をするときはみんなマスクをつけて互いに距離をとっていました。しばらくの間はこれが当たり前の人との接し方になると思いますが、慣れるまでに時間がかかりそうです。
It was also cool just to have a beer with my dad.We were hanging out in the garage just catching up over a beer, and it was a lot of fun. Aside from my wife, that was my first time in 2 months actually hanging out with somebody that I know in person. Zoom parties are cool, but there is nothing like spending time with someone in person. And having that real human interaction is something that I really miss.
父と一緒にビールを飲めたのは楽しかったです。ガレージでビールを飲みながら互いの近況を話し合い、楽しい時間を過ごしました。妻以外に知ってる人と実際に会って話すのは2ヶ月ぶりで、ズームパーティーはズームパーティーで楽しいのですが、やっぱり実際に人と会って話すのが一番ですね。父と話しながら実際に人と交流することを懐かしく思いました。
I know it's gonna take some time to return to normalcy, but I can't wait to gather with my friends and family like I used to.Summer is just around the corner, and all I can think about is having summertime cookouts and barbecues with my friends. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that day comes sooner than later.
元通りの生活に戻るまで時間はかかると思いますが、友達や家族と以前のように集まれる日が待ちきれないです。もうすぐ夏なので、最近は友達と屋外で料理を作って食べたり、バーベキューをしたりすることばかり考えています。近い将来にそんな日が来ることを願っています。
All right, let's get into today's topic. What kind of music do you guys listen to? In today's conversation, Deanna, Ken, and Lawrence talk about the kind of music they listen to. They all have their own taste in music, and as you listen to the conversation today, see if you can figure out the type of music they like.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんはどんな音楽を聴きますか?今日の会話では、ディアナとケンとローレンスがよく聞く音楽のジャンルについて話し合います。彼らは音楽の好みが異なりますが、今日の会話を聞きながら3人が好きな音楽のジャンルが何なのかを考えましょう。
Are you ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one.What sort of music did Deanna grow up with?
Deanna は子供の頃どんな音楽を聴いて育ちましたか?
Number 2. What classic band do both Deanna and Ken mention liking?
ディアナとケンが二人とも好きだと言った有名なバンドは何ですか
?Number 3 Why does Ken enjoy electronic and dance music?
ケンはなぜエレクトロミュージックやダンスミュージックが好きですか
?Live conversation
Alright, so guys, what about music? What do you guys listen to?
Alright, Lawrence is pointing at me, so I'm gonna take it away. I listen to... Everyone says this, but I listen to literally everything. Since I dance hula, I grew up with a lot of Hawaiian music. Kuana, Torres Kahele, a lot of these island people's names. And I really enjoy oldies, so big Beatles fan. Trying to learn some Beatles songs on the guitar, and I like David Bowie. What else? I guess Earth, Wind, and Fire gets me in the groove. I don't know. And Porter Robinson, I like DJs as well. I think he's a good artist. Yeah, I'm really all over the place. How about you guys?
I'm pretty much almost exclusively hard rock, classic rock.
Nice.
My favorite... band slash artist slash guitarist is Slash, primarily known from Guns N' Roses, does solo stuff now. In high school, I really got interested in J-rock. So a lot of bands from there, and then just basically moving from there, trying to get some newer stuff as well as some more classic stuff like Led Zeppelin and those kind of guys.
Nice. How about you, Ken?
I'm all over the place. I'm kind of like you, Deanna, I think. I listen to a lot of stuff. Like you mentioned the Beatles. I'm a huge Beatles fan. When I was in college, I took this history of rock and roll class.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Oh, it was great. And that's how I got introduced into the Beatles. And I've been a big fan ever since. But yeah, I listen to a lot of dance music. So I am familiar with Porter Robinson.
Yes.
You know, I like Calvin Harris. Been a fan of his for a long, long time. But yeah, I listen to a lot of... like club music, so deep house music, sort of, you know, stuff a little bit off the radar, I guess.
So we do have similarities.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's cool. How do you like electronic dance music? What type of...
Like, what do I like about it?
Yeah, what do you like about it?
Well, I think music has a really powerful effect on me. You know, it affects my mood a lot. So dance music is always upbeat, energetic, you know, and sometimes I'm a little sluggish. So I need a little, you know, I need a little help to get going. And so dance music is always something that I go to sort of pick me up, give me a little energy.
I see. And it's universal, too. A lot of times there's no lyrics, so everyone could kind of listen to it and relate. So I like that about electronic dance.
You interpret it, you know, on your own, whereas other genres of music, there's words, and so it's kind of interpreted for you. There's a little wiggle room there, but dance music, you know, you just listen to it, and it's sort of more about mood.
I see. So. Oh, okay. Do you like dance music, too?
Not really.
It's always, I feel like you either love it or you hate it. That's,
yeah. I wouldn't say I hate it. It's just it's not into it.
Okay. Yeah. Respectable.
Oh, I definitely love it.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one. What sort of music did Deanna grow up with?
Deanna は子供の頃どんな音楽を聴いて育ちましたか？
She grew up with a lot of Hawaiian music because she danced hula.
彼女はフラを踊っていたのでハワイアンミュージックをたくさん聴いて育ちました。
Number 2. What classic band do both Deanna and Ken mention liking?
ディアナとケンが二人とも好きだと言った有名なバンドは何ですか
?Both enjoy the Beatles.
二人ともビートルズが好きです。
Number 3. Why does Ken enjoy electronic and dance music?
Ken はなぜエレクトロミュージックやダンスミュージックが好きですか?
Ken likes electronic and dance because it's usually uplifting, gives him energy, and puts him in a generally good mood.
エレクトロミュージックやダンスミュージックは気持ちを高揚させるものが多く、元気が出ていい気分になれるので Ken は好きです。
Summary 会話の要約 Deanna, Ken, and Lawrence share their musical tastes in this episode. Deanna begins by discussing the music she grew up with. 今回のエピソードでディアナとケンとローレンスは音楽の好みを共有し合います。ディアナがまず子供の頃に聴いていた音楽について話します。
Diana danced hula growing up, and so was surrounded by Hawaiian music as she did. Now Diana enjoys all kinds of music. She likes classics as well as newer acts, like DJs such as Porter Robinson.
ディアナは子供の頃はフラを踊っていたのでハワイアンミュージックに囲まれていましたが、今はあらゆるジャンルの音楽を楽しんでいます。昔の音楽だけでなく最近の音楽も聴き、ポーター・ロビンソンといった DJ が好きです。
Lawrence enjoys hard rock and classic rock, with his favorite guitarist being Slash. In high school, he became interested in J-rock, and from there, he explored other variations of the rock genre.
ローレンスはハードロックやクラシックロックが好きで、好きなギタリストはスラッシュです。高校時代に日本のロックに興味を持ち、そこから様々なジャンルのロックを掘り下げてきました。
Ken, like Diana, also enjoys the Beatles. However, he also enjoys electronic and dance music. For Ken, dance music is often upbeat and helps put him in a relaxed or happy mood. Both Diana and Ken enjoy dance music, but Lawrence isn't as big a fan as they are of it.
Ken はディアナと同じくビートルズが好きですが、エレクトロミュージックやダンスミュージックも好きです。Ken にとってダンスミュージックは気持ちを高揚させるものが多く、リラックスできたりハッピーな気分になれます。ディアナとケンはダンスミュージックが好きですが、ローレンスは二人ほどダンスミュージックに興味がありません。
Phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ。Number one. Oldie.
夏メロ。Oldie は昔ヒットした音楽やテレビ番組、映画を指します。特に昔の流行歌、いわゆる夏メロの意味でよく使われます。
例文。That was my high school jam. What an oldie.
これは高校時代によく聴いてた曲だ。懐かしいな。
What are some of your favorite oldies?
お気に入りの夏メロは何ですか?
You should read this book. It's an oldie, but a goodie.
この本読むといい。古いけどいいよ。
Number two. Groove.
テンションが上がる。Groove にはいろいろな意味がありますが、今日の会話では音楽を聴いてテンションが上がることを表しています。リズムやテンポが良く、自然と体が動き出しそうなノリのいい曲を指すことが多く、何々 gets me in the groove の形でよく使われます。
例文。Every time I hear this song, it gets me in the groove.
この曲を聴くとテンションが上がる。
She's feeling the music. She's grooving.
彼女は音楽のリズムを感じて踊っています。
What kind of music gets you in the groove?
どんな音楽を聴くとテンションが上がりますか?
Number three. Off the radar.
気づかれないで。
Off the radar は直訳すると、
レーダーに引っかからない。つまり気づかれずにいたり、目立たないでいることを表す表現です。一般的には、
under the radar と言い、
目立たないように行動するは、
fly under the radar と言います。
今日の会話では、あまり知られていない音楽という意味で使われています。
例文。I haven't heard from Tom in years. He's been off the radar.
トムからはもう何年も連絡がないよ。音信不通だ。
They're trying to keep their relationship under the radar.
彼らは付き合ってることを気づかれないようにしています。
How were they able to fly under the radar for so long?
どうやってそんなに長いこと気づかれずにいられたの?
Number four. Sluggish.
だるい。
Slug
が怠け者を意味することから、sluggish はだるいややる気がない状態を表します。だるいは、
I feel sluggish と言いますが、
人の状態に限らず、不景気やノロノロとした動作に対しても使うことができます。
例文。I feel sluggish today. I don't feel like doing anything.
今日はだるいな。何もしたくない気分だ。
This hot and humid weather is making me sluggish.
この暑さと湿度のせいでかなりだるいよ。The economy is pretty sluggish right now. 今景気がかなり停滞してる。Number 5. Pick someone up. 元気づける。Pick up は数多くの意味を持つ表現ですが、今日の会話では元気づけるという意味で使われています。調子が悪い時や落ち込んでる時に元気づける人や物、音楽の他に、コーヒーや栄養ドリンクなどカフェイン入りのドリンクを飲んで目が覚めたり元気になったりする時にも使うことができます。例文。Listening to this song really picks me up. この曲を聴くと本当に元気になる。When I'm feeling down, my friends are always there to pick me up. 落ち込んでる時は友達がいつも元気づけてくれる。I'm feeling sluggish. I think I need an energy drink to pick me up. だるいなぁ。栄養ドリンクでも飲んで元気にならなきゃ。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. Oldie. This was my high school jam. What an oldie. What are some of your favorite oldies? You should read this book. It's an oldie but a goodie. Number 2. Groove. Every time I hear this song, it gets me in the groove. She's feeling the music. She's grooving. What kind of music gets you in the groove? Number 3. Off the radar. I haven't heard from Tom in years. He's been off the radar. They're trying to keep their relationship under the radar. How were they able to fly under the radar for so long? Number 4. Sluggish. I feel sluggish today. I don't feel like doing anything. This hot and humid weather is making me sluggish. The economy is pretty sluggish right now. Number 5. Pick someone up. Listening to this song really picks me up. When I'm feeling down, my friends are always there to pick me up. I'm feeling sluggish. I think I need an energy drink to pick me up.今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックをしましょう。Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
All right, so guys, what about music? What do you guys listen to?
All right, Lawrence is pointing at me, so I'm going to take it away. I listen to, everyone says this, but I listen to literally everything. Since I dance hula, I grew up with a lot of Hawaiian music, Kuana, Torres Kahele, a lot of these island people's names. And I really enjoy oldies, so big Beatles fan.Trying to learn some Beatles songs on the guitar. And I like David Bowie.、What else? I guess Earth, Wind, and Fire gets me in the groove. I don't know. And、Porter Robinson. I like DJs as well. I think he's a good artist. Yeah, I'm really all over the place. How about you guys?
I'm pretty much almost exclusively hard rock, classic rock.
Nice.
My favorite band / artist / guitarist is Slash, primarily, you know, from Guns N' Roses, mm-hmm. does solo stuff now. In high school, I really got interested in J-rock. So a lot of bands from there, and then just basically moving from there, trying to get some newer stuff as well as some more classic stuff like Led Zeppelin and those kind of guys.
Nice. How about you, Ken?
I'm all over the place. I'm kind mm-hmm. of like you, Deanna, I think. I listen to a lot of stuff. Like you mentioned the Beatles. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Beatles fan. When I was in college, I took this history of rock and roll class.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Oh, it was great. And that's how I got introduced into the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And I've been a big fan ever since. But yeah, I listen to a lot of dance music. So mm-hmm. I am familiar with Porter Robinson.
Yes.
You know, I like Calvin Harris. Been a fan of his for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I listen to a lot of... like club music, so
okay.
deep house music, sort of, you know, stuff a little bit off the radar, I guess.
So we do have similarities.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's cool. How do you like electronic dance music? What type of?
Like, what do I like about it?
Yeah, what do you like about it?
Well, I think music has a really powerful effect on me. You know, it affects my mood a lot. So mm-hmm. dance music is always upbeat, energetic, you know, and sometimes I'm a little sluggish. So I need mm-hmm. a little, you know, I need a little help to get going. And so dance music is always something that I go to sort of pick me up, give me a little energy.
I see. And it's universal too. A lot of times there's no lyrics. So
exactly.
everyone yeah. could kind of mm-hmm. listen to it and relate. So I like that about yeah. electronic dance.
You interpret it, you know, on your own, whereas other genres of music, there's words. And so it's kind of interpreted for you. Mm-hmm. There's a little wiggle room there, but dance music, you know, you just listen to it and it's sort of more about mood.
I see. So. Oh, okay. Do you like dance music too?
Not really.
It's always, I feel like you either love it or you hate it.
That's, yeah. I wouldn't say I hate it. It's just, it's not into it.
Okay. Yeah. Respectable.
Oh, I definitely love it.
Awesome job today. I grew up with hip hop music. I especially like listening to 90s and 2000s hip hop and R&B. I know this is going to make me sound like an old guy, but I think hip-hop and R&B from the 90s and 2000s are the best. Every now and then, I'll go on Spotify and listen to hip-hop music that's popular right now, but the hip-hop today is just not my style. お疲れ様です。 私はヒップホップで育ちました。私は特に90年代と2000年代のヒップホップと R&B が好きで、こんなことを言うとおじさんだと思われてしまいますが、私は90年代と2000年代のヒップホップと R&B が一番だと思っています。時々 Spotify で最近流行りのヒップホップを聞きますが、今のヒップホップは私の好みとはスタイルが違います。When I'm working or just wanna relax, I like listening to jazzy hip hop. I'm a huge fan of Nujabes, and he's my go-to artist when I wanna get in the zone. I also listen to some Japanese songs.Deftech and Kitsumeshi are probably my two favorite groups. When I go to karaoke, I like singing spit songs. Spit songs are very catchy, easy to sing along to, and everyone knows their songs. It's perfect for karaoke. All the songs I sing at karaoke are popular songs from 15 to 20 years ago. I guess that's a sign that I'm getting old.仕事をしているときやリラックスしたいときはジャズヒップホップを聞くのが好きです。私はヌジャベスの大ファンで仕事に集中したいときは必ず彼の曲を聴きます。日本の音楽を聴くこともあり、私はデフテックとケツメイシが好きです。カラオケに行くときはスピッツを歌うことが多く、スピッツの曲は歌いやすくみんなが知ってるのでカラオケにぴったりだと思います。私がカラオケで歌う歌は全部15年前から20年前に流行った曲で、これは明らかに私が年を取ってる証拠ですね。Are you guys on Instagram? ハパ英会話でインスタをやっています。現在ユーザーの皆さんには、ポッドキャストや YouTube、メルマガやブログなどを利用して英語を学習していただいてますが、今度はその学んだ英語をアウトプットできる場として、ハパ英会話のインスタを使ってみませんか?ハパ英会話のインスタでは実践的なミニ英会話レッスンを配信していますので、勉強の合間や仕事の休憩時間など、
ちょっとした隙間時間に英語のアウトプットの場としてぜひ活用してください。You can find today's show notes on the Hapa A 会話 blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. The premium version of this episode is also available on our website. The premium version includes a transcript and the Japanese translation of the entire episode, as well as the English-only audio file. Please come by our site for more information. 今日のエピソードの詳細は Hapa 英会話のブログで掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめてありますので、ぜひご覧ください。また Hapa オンラインショップではポッドキャストプレミアム版も販売しております。プレミアム版は私のナレーション部分を含めた、ポッドキャストの台本が丸ごと収納された和訳付きテキストブックと、日本語すべて取り除いた英語のみの音声ファイルがセットになっています。詳細はブログでご確認ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog. ご意見やご感想などありましたら、Hapa英会話のブログまでにぜひ投稿してください。Hapa英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、インスタ、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.